From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. Newborn babies in the U.S. are screened for certain problems. Missouri's newborn screening program is expanding its reach to get blood samples to testing facilities faster. KBIA's Emerald O'Brien has more.
The program added 8 new hospitals as collection sites for testing for a total of 54 around the state. It also added Sunday pickup service to all the sites in addition to the continuing daily weekday pickup. Ryan Hobart is the spokesperson for the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. He says the expansion will help expedite the testing process, which is important in catching and treating serious and life-threatening issues like cystic fibrosis, sickle cell, and maple syrup urine disease.
Any illnesses or disorders that are found can be reported to the doctors immediately, and they can start to work with the families and their children to try and treat whatever's going on with them.
After birth, doctors use a heel prick to take a blood sample from the newborn. Hobart says the state lab is able to test a sample that comes in within one day. The key, then, is getting the samples to the lab faster, especially samples collected from rural hospitals like many of the ones added in the expansion. These include hospitals in Bolivar, Clinton, St. Charles, Sykeston, Nevada, Washington, Houston, and Kennett, Missouri. For the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Emerald O'Brien.
The Ameren Nuclear Power Plant in central Missouri is shut down for the second time in 8 months. The shutdown occurred at 1:15 a.m. today at the plant near Fulton. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission was advised and reported the situation as a non-emergency and noted that radiation levels in the containment building are, quote, slightly above normal, end quote, but there were no excessive radiation releases from the plant. Ameren officials are investigating the cause of the leak. The Callaway plant also shut down in December due to an electrical equipment failure. State Representative Kip Kendrick says he sees telemedicine as a way to bridge the gap between rural youth and access to quality medical care. Kendrick, who represents Columbia, made these comments at a legislative summit last week for Boone County representatives. School-based telehealth connects medical specialists to children through the use of video communication. It has been used to help treat children who have difficulty accessing medical care. Kendrick sponsored a bill in the last legislative session that would have made schools an approved site for telemedicine, allowing services to be reimbursed through Medicaid. The bill failed, but Kendrick says he is committed to finding a way to bring this service to the state.
We're still pushing this. I'm actually working on a work group this summer with Medicaid and studying an internal rule change on making this a reality. Once that rule change happens, it's not like this is going to take off. It's going to take champions. I want to continue championing this across the state.
I'm Sarah Shariari, KBIA News, Columbia.